What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another episode of Working the Dash podcast. And today I'm going to be talking to you about healthy relationships and setting boundaries for your own good. Listen, I just dropped a blog on my website, workingthedash.com, and you can run over there and take a look at this title or topic or conversation that we're getting ready to indulge in just for a few moments. You can look at it more in depth there, but I just wanted to highlight a few ways we can actually set boundaries for ourselves and create healthy habits. I'm very excited to talk about this because as we have found ourselves coming out of the pandemic in a sense, although let me be very clear, the pandemic is still very much alive and well, and whether you believe it or not, we are still suffering the effects of what took place in 2020. Nothing is ever going to be the same, and I think a part of our frustration is that we figured out that it would not be the same, but we're still carrying on as if things are the same, and in some cases it's just unhealthy. So today I wanted to just kind of focus on building better boundaries and understanding that boundaries are critical. They are crucial to your life. And if you can actually stick to a boundary, guess what? You can almost put that on a resume because it becomes a highlighted skill. It takes a serious skill set and a life set, mindset, to set boundaries and actually abide by them. You will be happier. You will be much more fulfilled. But the question becomes now, how do we build better boundaries for ourselves if we have not sharpened that skill? Well, today I'm going to share with you a few tips that you can follow in order to set these boundaries and stick to them. Come on now, you have to stick to them. They cannot just be boundaries by word and get excited and enthused and emotionally connected when somebody is talking about setting boundaries and you're in agreement at that time and you make that relationship in your mind that, hey, I'm going to come into that covenant relationship of setting these boundaries. And then when you leave that conversation or you leave from reading that particular article or this podcast turns off, you go back to doing what you're doing. Today, I want to allow us the freedom to set boundaries. You must first identify your limits. Setting your boundaries means that you are in control of the limits that you set. You are in control spiritually, physically, emotionally of what you give to other people. I always tell people you need to check the energy barometer. You need to check that. You always need to have that energy thermostat because whatever energy is being given, that is the energy that is going to be received and reciprocated in that same sense. Likewise, in the same manner, any energy that's being received is the same energy that needs to be given. Most of the time, we do not know how to identify how much we should be giving out. And so because we give out so much and we get so little in return, we become very frustrated with the process of what we consider a boundary. We feel like we're doing people a favor when in fact, all we're doing is feeding their leechiness. That's not even a word. I just made that up, but you get the picture. It continues to fuel them being a leech and them being on you, and they become so full off of everything you're giving, and then you're frustrated because you're not getting it in return. So stop expecting what you give to people to be given back to you. Stop expecting yourself out of people and identify your limits. And if it is over your capacity, listen, I told you once before, I was so frustrated at one point in my life because I mean, when I say one point in my life, I'm not talking about 10 years ago. I'm talking about, you know, maybe 10 days ago, but frustrated at a point because I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to let anything disturb my peace. My peace is so disturbed. And this is it. I'm putting my foot down. I will not allow anything to disturb my peace. This is the conversation happening in my mind. This is the inner war. This is the battle inside of myself. I'm not going to let anything disturb my peace. I'm going to protect my view. I'm going to protect my perspectives. And I'm not going to let anybody draw me in. Well, let me tell you something. That was very quickly interrupted by, you know, whether you believe in the spirit or not. I'm going to tell you, spiritually, I heard something say to me that as long as your capacity is disturbed, so shall your peace be disturbed. Meaning that as long as you are over capacity, you're always going to be looking for peace. You're never going to have peace when your capacity has been disturbed. So identify your limits. That's number one. Say no without giving a reason. Many a times we put our mouths out there and then we put stuff on our backs that our mouths cannot retract. Okay, so you don't have to say no and then make up an excuse. If the answer is no, this is the best way that I found that I say no. And it is, at this time, I do not have the capacity to take that on. That is telling someone no without giving them any reason. I don't know why for the life of me, we, and I'm not saying you, I said we, I can only talk about TK. I don't know why for the life of me, I feel forced to give someone a reason to my no. No is a universal language. No in any language means no. You can actually interpret the word yes. But hear me when I say this. No means no. Wherever you go in the globe, on the globe, in the globe, in the world, on whatever continent, no means no. You do not have to give a reason for that, because sometimes that reason is a lie, just a flat out lie. And then you're feeling guilty. You're walking around with shame. You're blaming yourself for why you lied. And now you're doing Hail Marys and please forgive me, Lord. And oh my goodness, I feel so bad. Now you're hard on yourself when all you just had to do is just say no and leave it. Let's practice that. One last thing I'll say, step back from toxic relationships. Okay. Many of times the reason why our boundaries are disturbed is because we are in some type of toxic relationship. Anything that is toxic or anything that's poison, it can kill you. If you continue to intake poison, it will kill you. Okay. So it's the same thing. If we continue to allow these toxic relationships, and I'm not just talking about male, female relationships. I'm not just talking about husband, wife relationships. I'm not talking about girlfriend, boyfriend relationships. I am talking about those relationships in the reality of it all. But any relationship, even if it's the relationship with your job, if it's costing you your peace, if it's toxic to who you are, if it's people there that you are just being intoxicated by and it's a toxic environment, remove yourself. You can actually even be in a circle of people and the conversation becomes toxic and you decide to stay there. That begins to infiltrate. It permeates your very being. So sometimes you just have to look at all of this and take a step back and rebuild your boundary so that you are not intoxicated. Anytime you are intoxicated, your vision is off, your focus is ruined, you have no clarity of thought. Your decision making is impaired at that point, right? So what you have to do is learn how to take a step back. And you know what? All of this takes a level of boldness that, again, it's a skill set. It's actually a learned behavior. Many of us have been taught that we're supposed to invite all of this stuff in our space because somehow we feel like we're doing the world a favor when we are so burdened down. We're so unhappy. We're not living free. Listen, get up, set your boundaries, put that line in the sand. And I'm not talking about to fight either. I'm saying draw the line in the sand, folks. You can draw the line in the sand for your happiness and for your well-being. It's crucial. It's critical to your self-care. Don't just think self-care is about going to the beach and going to the mall and going having some spa time. No, self-care is about setting boundaries. Self-care is about meditating inside of those boundaries and understanding that you can lift yourself above toxicity. Okay? You don't have to live toxic. You don't have to be weighed down. You can detox your life. Listen, you all hear about detox. I got all kinds of information on detoxing. And just like you detox your gut, you can detox your life. Now, I said that with an attitude. You all should see my head rolling and my hands moving. I'm so animated right now, it's not even funny, because I mean exactly what I say, and I'm saying exactly what I mean, because you can detox your life. You can live lifted. You can live light. You can live free, and you can live loved. Okay? All we have to do is set those healthy boundaries. Well, I've talked enough. I've dropped off some Monday mail for you, and it's all about building better boundaries. Again, it is a life skill. It is a skill set, and one day I'm going to be able to put it on my resume. Well, this has been Working the Dash with TK right here. Do me a favor, share this podcast with your family and your friends. If it's somebody you know who could use this podcast, please share this with them. Hey, and it's okay if they don't have Spotify. Run over to my website, workingthedash.com. Workingthedash.com. The podcast is going to be right there for you as well. So share it, listen, and let's learn how to live with better boundaries so that one day we can list it as a mastered skill set. Thank you so much. Love yourself, love each other. This is TK, and I'll talk to you soon.